The following 3 hours, you'll hear great noises from our guest artists throughout this afternoon. The Alan Baum, the Ferg, the Moody Blues, the Pink Floyd, and Eric Burdon with the Animals. And, of course, His Eminence, Juan Peel.
Thank you very much, young Tom. We have some nice records for you as well, getting right underway with Mr. Billy Joe Royal and Mrs. Hush. Yourselves, you're not going to accept this, but that was called Hush, amazing though it may seem, and it was by Billy Joe Royal, who, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the Cincinnati Royals, if I'm...
Possibly. It also, as everybody would know, has been recorded by Chris Iaff, and for the past 2 weeks we've played it by Chris, so we thought we'd better play the original version, which you just heard, by Billy Joe Royal. Thank you, Agent John Peel.
That's okay.
You're always calling me Young Tom, so I think I'll start to call you Agent John. Okay, on to now the first of our studio guests this afternoon. Mixed Up Minds by The Herd.
Thank you.
first number by there this afternoon. Last one from them as the afternoon progresses. And the herd, of course, incorporates Frampton with the face of 1968, as all the trades keep on telling us.
And John Peel is the face of 1878.
Which is true with those sideburns, it really is.
Thank you.
I keep thinking you're Gladstone. I really do.
Yeah, well, we have a crowd here this afternoon, actually. Did you notice the huge crowd? He walked in all the way from the receptionist's desk. It's an amazing thing. Anyway, this is a... We told you all about this before. Fellow's a sort of one-man band thing. He used to work on the streets, and his name's Don Partridge, and he has rather a nice record called With the Air. To try and get people to imitate one-man bands, actually. Last time I did it, I got arrested for attempting to overthrow the government.
It's a wonder they don't do themselves a despicable injury, too, playing all these things with their arms and their elbows. Now, 9 minutes after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to play a favourite now. Not I am going to play a favourite, but our guest group, the Alan Bowne, are going to play a favourite of three people I know, namely Mary, Janet and Philip Melly, who are up there in Cheshire. With the song called Toyland, here they are then, the Alan Bowne.
Square in Tor.
there we have the Alan Ballad, everybody, and a number called Toyland, which is also their current single, and what a beautiful number it is, too, and certainly one of the finest groups in the country, I believe.
Our first number from the Moody Blues this afternoon is Twilight Time, but it's not the old Revelation thing, you know. It's
sorry, do you like that?
Good, mate. I get it on my first LP, which will be out in February.
Group this afternoon, one of our guest groups this afternoon, and a thing called Twilight Time.
Still don't have the Satanic Majesty's LP, so we have to listen to it here on Top Gear. Very nice it is too. These are the Rolling Stones and 2000 Man.
My life still is worth. very sorry for those people who don't realise what a labour of love that LP was. Satanic Majesties, and that's 2,000 Man from the Rolling Stones.
And a good bit of film they had on Top of the Pops the other night as well. Now let's get on to a Top Gear exclusive, otherwise known as a first play anywhere in the world, for the Manfred Mann's brand new one called Mighty Quinn. Legendary Eskimo Mighty Quinn is a Bob Dylan composition, incidentally, good people, and it was performed for you for the first time ever by Manfred Mann. Mighty Quinn, good record. Incidentally, they are studio guests next week. I like that.
That's very good indeed. You'll hear the other Dylan things, too. It's nice to have the Pink Floyd on the program this week because they get a lot of knocking in the musical press, which is quite undeserved, I think, one of the best groups in the country. And here they are, Vegetable Man, the Pink Floyd.
Oh,
and so say all of us. The Pink Floyd and their first number this afternoon called Vegetable Man, a sort of musical legume.
Yeah, that's rather nice. Legume, listen to that. Our first number from Eric Burdon and the Animals this afternoon, and it's an old one. It's called All Night Long.
That's the type of burden that really makes my room move, though. I think he's much better when he sings that type of song and doesn't launch into these poetical bits, which, frankly, I don't understand, but I must say he's a great talent. Okay, on now to a real-life plastic record. This is by Irma Franklin. It's a record we played before, but well worth hearing again. Hearing again, said he, again, A Piece of My Heart.
Thing that a woman possibly
sister Aretha when it comes to singing soul. There's a girl called Irma Franklin by the record that's doing well in America called Peace of My Heart. Back in about 60 seconds with the Beach Boys' latest, but now at 2:30, the news.
When Professor Christian Barnard, the heart transplant surgeon, made a brief stop in London this morning on his way back to Cape Town from America, he said that the next transplant operation could take place within hours of his return, if there were a suitable donor. He confirmed that the patient would be Mr. Philip Bleiberg, a 55-year-old retired dentist. Asked about Mr. Bleiberg's chances, he said he thought they were better than Mr. Vashkansky's, because unlike Mr. Vashkansky, he hadn't got diabetes or any infection. Another baby has died in the Teesside gastroenteritis outbreak, bringing the total to 13. The New Year truce is now in force in Vietnam. The Viet Cong's ceasefire started 17 hours before that of the Americans and the South Vietnamese, but it was broken when 9 American troops were killed and 29 wounded in an ambush near Saigon. The Board of Trade says there's to be no public inquiry into the crash of the Iberian Airways Caravelle in Surrey 2 months ago. This is understood to mean that the cause of the crash has been discovered. A report will be published. That's the news. Back now to Top Gear.
Thank you. Now stay tuned to Radio 1 for 120 minutes of uninterrupted great sound. Starting off with the Beach Boys and Darling.
Of the Beach Boys, everybody, and a number called Darling.
Thank you. I don't know what's going on here. No, so we just got a report from the police upstairs. The fans are rioting in the streets again. We've had to appeal to you time and time again.
Stay back, stay back.
Yeah, both of you, get out of the road. What are we doing next? Oh, yes, I see, yes. We're going to have a hear from the Herd again, and this is their current single, is it not? And it's Paradise Lost. can all get dressed again in the control room. I've never seen such goings on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's very choral and suitable for a Sunday, but it's not really, because it's all about a stripper, is it?
Isn't it, right? Outrageous.
Well, I tell you what, I'll polish my glasses, John, and you introduce the next one.
Okay, why not indeed? It's some of that country wish from Sam's now, West Texas.
Hot dang.
There you go, the Buffalo Springfield, and this is the B-side of their current single, and it's called A Child's Claim to Fame.
Tell y'all them's mighty good science.
It's a very bad Texas accent for everybody.
I thought that was very good, John.
Did you? Well, you can have it, mate. The Buffalo Springfield are bound to have a hit, ultimately, and that's called A Child's Claim to Fame.
I'm just desperately trying to find out the name of their current American hit, which I heard the other day in this country, but I'm rather disappointed in it. Not half as good as this thing we just heard. But nonetheless, time moves on. It's 20 minutes to 3. Also, we now have The Who on disc from the LP The Who Sell Out, and a thing called Armenia City in the Sky.
Thank you.
the LP, The Who Sell Out, and that's Armenia City in the Sky. I think I never heard of Armenia City. It must be in the 4th Division or something. If it had been Liverpool in the Sky with Canning Street or something, that would have been nice.
Okay, let's now hear the flip, or if you prefer the other side, type song, which not is... I always get mixed up on these things. It really does throw you, because they're live, you see, and they're doing their bit in the studio today, and I always think they're on record. But nonetheless, who cares? Because here's the Alan Bowne and Technicolor Dream. You could call it. Well, what could you call it?
That type of music.
It's not psychedelic. It's just extremely
nice.
Pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was called Technicolor Dream.
Jess Roden, who's the lead singer with Alan Bowne, sent me a Christmas card, which is rather nice. Thank you very much, Jess. Nice lad. Anyway, I think I sorely misjudged the Moby Grape when I first heard their LP, because I wasn't too terribly excited about it, but I've listened to it again recently at gunpoint, and I rather like it now, actually, sections of it. This is a track called Fall On You.
Thank you.
Adventure. Yes, there you go. Moby Grape, with rather nice guitar work on that. I don't know what the lead guitarist's name is, and I don't suppose you're particularly interested, but that was called Fall On You, and if I did, you'd be in very serious trouble. I
certainly wouldn't be. You are putting on a bit of weight there, John. Around the waist, I was looking at your waist this morning, and I thought, John's putting on weight, I thought.
What a beating he's in for doing the next record.
Okay, let's get on to the next. Well, it's not a record, it's another of our fabulous live performances by the Moody Blues, and incidentally, all the numbers being done by the Moody Blues this afternoon are also available on their Days of Future Past LP, which certainly is one of the finest LPs on the market today.
We wish you a merry
Christmas. Thank you. Thank you very much. Moody Blues, another morning.
Track called Another Morning. I think that is certainly one of those. I love that group. I don't know what it is about them. They've just got that certain talent that make them shine out. I don't think they're the type of hit group that's going to be around. I don't think they'll make many hit records, but I do think they'll be greatly appreciated.
I certainly hope so. Anyway, yesterday I spent in Brentwood, trendy. I'm doing, you know, how it is.
Lane proper.
I know, with a lot of very nice people, actually, and somebody called Monty Aldous organised all about 25 people, and it's a very nice, gentle, peaceful day. So for all of the people who were there, I'd like to play a record from the Traffic LP, which is excellent, as I've told you countless times before. This is Coloured Rain.
Yeah. lads, you can leave now. Leave 5 shillings with the receptionist. Those were Traffic from the LP, which is called Mr. Fantasy, actually. It's down wrong here.
Yes, it is. I just noticed that.
I know. Somebody's going to be in trouble for that. And that was called Coloured Rain, of all things.
Do you think they'll be as popular now that they're a trio and not a quartet, John?
I think so, yes.
Think there'll still be enough talent there to sustain them?
There you go. Is that for a controversial decision I just made? Write me angry letters about it. Go ahead.
4 minutes to 3. Now, let us get back to our studio guests, Eric Burden and the Animals, but back now by 2 horns, 2 trombones, 2 cellos, 2 violins, and they'll perform what is their American hit of the moment, which was number 47 in the American Hot 100 just before Christmas. Eric Burden and his Mob and Monterey. the most exciting bit of music I've heard for a couple of weeks. I really love that. Eric Burdon and the Animals and a number called Monterey, which is their current single in America and doing tremendously well over there. Hope it's released over here soon. Hope it's a hit. And I must say that, although I said it's the most exciting bit of music I've heard this week, I do listen to the Jimmy Young Show. Even he's had nothing on it to beat it.
I shan't lend you my Gracie Fields LPs again. And now posing the musical question, Scream for Pink Floyd.
Have the Sand Pebbles and Love Pop.
Yeah.
What a Sunday soul for you. They're from the Sand Pebbles. Love Power, which is great stuff until you get a short circuit and then ouch.
Yes, when I was stepping over fallen promotion men at a reception not so long ago, Tony Brandon came up and asked me to choose my favourite record of the year for his midday spin, which is on what day of the week?
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? There you go. There's a plug for you, Tony. Don't forget, your Uncle John. Anyway, this is what I chose, you know, because there are other records that were perhaps more popular and perhaps nicer, but this is altogether my favourite, perhaps, of the whole year. From the Electric Music for the Mind and Body, Country Joe and the Fish, and this is called Porpoise Mouth.
The white ducks fly on past the sun, their wings splash silver at the moon, while waters rush down the mountain tongue, my organs play a circus tune. I dance to the wonder of your feet and sing to the joy of your knees. The cold white dress on the mountain breast paints the frozen trees. The maple plant buttons in the sky, its leaves to kiss the wind, while scores of glittering bugs and flies dance polkas on her limb. I whistle symphonies of your face and laugh for your hair so fine.
Undisputed talent of Country Joe and the Fish and a number called Porpoise Mouth here on Top Gear at 10 minutes after 3 o'clock. Now back to our studio guest, The Herd. Let's hear the lead voice of Mr. Gary Taylor singing.
You'll never know just how I am. I'll give everything to you. I want a love that's always sleep at night. For seeing you in bed ease my trouble weary mind, and come back to me again. I need you daytime and nighttime. Girl, don't you know it's true? Oh, come on, believe me, I need you.
Believe me, there you heard the Herd, everybody. Now, let's get back to the Alan Bound set and contract Pandora's golden heebie-jeebies.
I have walked along the paths of dark and light, and I have seen the sunrise, and I've seen the night.
Dance, I think. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's Pandora's Golden Heebie-Jeebies, which I thought she'd had out, but apparently I was wrong. Anyway, the Alan Bound, and that was recorded originally by the Association, and did absolutely nothing, as a matter of fact, in this country, although he's number one in the States.
It's a shame about the Association. They record a lot of great stuff and nothing in this country. Nobody takes any notice. It's grossly unfair. Now let's tackle a gorilla, which is, believe it or not, the name of an LP, put out by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
Hi, Jerry.
Let us journey to Jollity Farm.
Thank you.
so-called misery, but of that we'll have none, because we know of one that's always lots of fun. And this one's name is Jollity. Believe me, folks, it's great, for everything sings out to us as we go through the gate. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl,
grunt, howl, grunt, howl,
the cats meow,
meow, meow,
the dogs bow wow,
ruff, 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 ruff.
Everybody makes a row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat and shake their feet. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular as habit, the cocks begin to crow. And the old buck rabbit sings,
stop it up, jumbo.
Vododio. All the little ducks go quack, quack, quack. Cows all moo, the bull does too. Everyone says, how do you do, down on Jollity Farm.
Sitting looking at each other. I don't know. They're the sort of do-it-yourself pantomime kit, those people. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band and Jollity Farm.
I think we ought to enter them for the Eurovision Song Contest. This will probably start the Third World War. Or somebody else is going to do it before. Oh, never mind. Anyway, we had a little gripe, actually. We were all sitting around moaning because the new Jimi Hendrix LP, as did the last one, has no titles anywhere on the sleeve. You have to grab the record out and have a look to see what's on it. And the same thing was true of a couple of other LPs, the Traffic one and the one by Art, and the one by The Who also as well. So Kit Lambert out there sleeping there below. Anyway, this is from Axis Boulder's Love, Jimi Hendrix and the Experience. I can't go any higher. Castles Made of Sand.
And all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn and garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. Grew up, he wouldn't be a fearless warrior, an Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger, till tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong. Surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea. She couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore, and to her leg she smiled, you won't hurt me no more. But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, look, a golden winged ship is passing my way. And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made a stand, slips into the sea.
Exchange with his experience at a track from the album Axis Boulder's Love called Castles Made of Sand when he hit the stage last Saturday about 2:30 in the a.m., wasn't it? And brother, that guy has so much stage presence, it's ridiculous. He just turned the whole hall on.
I was hoping he'd give me one of his stage presents, but he didn't.
Oh,
there go another three writers back to the employment office. Moody Blues again, and this is Forever Afternoon Tuesday. Those are the Moody Blues, and that's for Ever Afternoon Tuesday. I think that's very good indeed, and if you don't like it, you can...
sing Stop It Up a Jumper.
Oh, Dodie? Oh, really? And while we're all experiencing these anatomical diversions, you can bend me, shape me, just like the Amen Corner.
Offering from the Amen Corner called Bend Me, Shape Me, which will be released in some 2 weeks' time, and they're going to be guests on Top Gear next Sunday. So it's all happening.
It's all happening, and spare no expense on this particular program. 29 and a half minutes after 3 o'clock in the afternoon is the time, and if you're experiencing bad weather, like the Midlands was when I left the Midlands this morning, about 8 o'clock there was a tremendous snowstorm. Well, I hope you're keeping warm in your respective abodes, or in other people's abodes, if you like that. Eric Burden and the Animals now do Orange and Red Beans, but let me tell you, before he starts to sing, that Danny McCulloch does the lead vocal on this, not Eric.
Was
Orange and Red Beans, the staple diet of John Peel's Hamsters. Eric and the Animals featuring Danny McCulloch there on vocal.
There's very sad newspaper reaction, I thought, to the Magical Mystery Tour, because they were, as usual, looking for subtle meanings that weren't there, and they're all chanting, "The Beatles have failed," with a sort of sadistic glee, because the newspapers seem to have a sort of death wish thing, unfortunately. They take great delight in things like the greatest number of traffic accidents in Swindon on a Wednesday since June the 11th, 1946. And if I could produce a film like The Magical Mystery Tour on the first time out, I should be extremely pleased indeed. And it wasn't perfect, but it was very nice. And the best part of it all, I think, were the sort of song sequences, which was inevitable. And the nicest song sequence of them all was the Blue Jay Way one, in my estimation. So, the Beatles, George Harrison, Blue Jay Way.
My friends have lost the
singer of Los Angeles, George Harrison, from the Magical Mystery Tour, which incidentally will be on BBC Two in color at 9:55 next Friday. So we'll all be jumping into somebody else's home who's got a color television set. I believe statistically there are 20,000 color television sets in this country. That means there are going to be a lot of bulging walls next Friday night.
I don't think there are any in Fulham, actually. The Beatles forgot to send their Christmas card again this year.
Me too.
They must be mad. I don't see how they expect to continue like that. The Spencer Davis Group have a very nice new single, which I hope leaps into the charts, as they say, on the pop programs. It's called Mr. Second Class.
By the Spencer Davis Group, and I think it's the best record they've ever put out. Well, they've only put out one other record, haven't they? That was Time Seller, as a solo group, or since they split. Or what am I talking about? I don't know. Let's just say that I like it at 19 minutes to four, and I got out of that. Now it's over to you, John.
You did say that you liked it at 19 minutes to four, yes. What was I going to say? I had something very vital. Oh, yes, the only sort of one of your established pop stars who didn't actually send me a Christmas card, I'm rather moody about the whole thing, was Reg Presley of the Trogs, which I thought was rather nice. It was the only handwritten one I got. I got one or two typed and printed ones.
Lithographed ones and things like that.
Yes, which I was a bit choked about. But anyway, the Pink Floyd, and this is called, I don't know why, Jug Band Blues.
It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so blue, and I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes,
more conventional sound on Top Gear on a Sunday afternoon. Guess the Herd do a number called She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. She Loves Me, She Loves Me Not. A nice sort of soft tempo number. And looking at the clock, I see that it's 30 minutes before 4, which means it's 13 minutes before regulation BBC tea time. But there's nobody to go and get the tea this afternoon.
No, there isn't. That's very sad. I'll have to get somebody to go. Do you ever have people stop you in the street and say, hello, are you Tommy Vance?
No.
I don't.
Until I open my mouth.
Policemen stop me and ask for directions. That's about the only thing that ever happens to me.
Here, a plastic penny with a record that has been played everywhere, so I'm advised. And it's called Everything I Am.
Fantastic Freddy, everybody, and a number called Everything I Am. And if you were watching the old moron machine, i.e. the television last evening, you may have seen them on there with beloved Jonathan King.
My television doesn't work unless I stand in the middle of the sitting room holding the aerial above my head, which gets a little tiresome after a while. It means everybody has to sit down the walls.
Well, it's better than holding the television above your head.
It is, actually. I tried that, and it didn't work either. Cam Peter, a nice group, I visioned a nice group from Los Angeles who do some quite good things, and this is from their LP, which, for some peculiar reason, they have elected to call Canned Heat. It's called Bullfrog Blues. With bullfrogs on my mind one morning in 1948, where I had a long talk with my dad and we got it all straightened out. Those were Canned Heat and it was called Bullfrog Blues.
Let's like it on to the Alan Bowne. Let's read, because it educates, so let's read the storybook.
Thank you.
good song may be good enough one day to be a single. The Allen Down and a number called Storybook. Now to the Moody Blues and what is their current single? Nights in White Satin.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
Love you. Yes, I love you. Oh.
I like it. The Moody Blues, and that's called Nights in White Satin. I was looking at the sleeve of that during the record. Well, actually, I wasn't, but this is just an excuse for saying something I wanted to say. I think, you know, with records and things, the sleeve's becoming nicer, and it's a great opportunity for people to put original works of art on the sleeve, you know, and not just poster-type art, but really nice things, drawings and paintings and stuff, and I wish companies would start to do that. It would be, you know, instead of Tiffany Bimp's greatest hits and the picture of Tiffany Bimp with rather bad lighting on it, you know, and this kind of stuff. I thought it was rather a nice idea. Anyway, there we are. Would you listen to Denny Lane?
Right indeed, let's play the latest single release by a former member of the Moody Blues, Denny Lane and his Electric String Band, do a number called Too Much In Love, a full-time hat for years.
I've been telling you, too much in love to call you, and I feel so bad about it, I'm too much in love to call you, I don't want to be bad for you, I don't want you to be worried too, now don't you hurt a girl like you, too much in love to call you, I'm too much in love to call you, all dressed up in the bed, you got everything you need now, it's not enough to give you love, and to take away your freedom, I don't want to be bad for you, I don't want you to be worried too, now don't want to hurt a girl like you, too much in love to call you.
So long for a second record from Denny Lane and the Electric String Band. It's going to be released in 2 weeks, and I think that's probably the first play on the BBC. Too Much in Love.
Lovely record, and I still think one of my all-time favourite records is Go Now, recorded back, of course, in the days when Denny Lane was with the Moody Blues. Wonderful voice that guy's got, full of character, tremendous. Okay, talking about people with good voices, which we were, Eric Burdon and the Animals come back on the scene with strings, yeah, and anything.
Blue, make love with you, take you on.
That's called Anything, which is also one of the tracks on their LP, Winds of Change, which you ought to have, I think.
Yes, indeed, especially in stereo. If you've got a stereo set, sound good.
I don't
know. You'll have to buy one, John.
I can't afford it.
Oh, God, well, wait. All that money you're earning, I don't know what you do with it. Well, in fact, I do know what you do with it. You spend it on albums. You must have the most wear-on album collection in London. Got every American release. Unbelievable. Peter on the Walls. Now, jogging along to the studio this morning, heard this on the air. Like it. Considerably more on the air than I do listening to it in the studio. Nonetheless, you judge for yourself. Peter and the Wolves in Lantern Light. Cute record, though those two particular adjectives I don't really like. Peter and the Wolves, and a record that's been kicking around for some time. Nice record called Lantern Light.
I get more letters about this next record than any other ones that I get, actually. And it's, you know, because the group were very close to me. There's some of them lived with me for a while in California, and then I sent them over here. And the lead singer, Rick Brown, wrote the song, and he was eventually engulfed by the shadow, and the whole group broke up, and it's very sad indeed. Lead guitarist Glenn Campbell is working with a group in California who have just been recorded with the unfortunate name of the Dirty Blues Band. Anyway, this was recorded about a year ago, and I still think it sounds great. I think it's one of the great sort of records of all time, actually. The Misunderstood, and I Can Take You to the Sun.
Thank you.
Take It to the Sun, which was just recently re-released, actually, and you really should own it, I think.
Good groove, and I met one of the fellows recently. I don't know what his name was. There's one of the fellows that's over here, isn't he?
Yeah, there are a couple of them still here.
Fabulous guy, and excellent musicians. 15 after 4, Pink Floyd, Pow R, Talk H.
Thank you.
think you dropped your guitar. No, actually, I like that very much indeed. That's a controversial anti-Black Current song, and unfortunately, it's the last number from the Pink Floyd tonight. It's called Power Talk H, and I hope we can have them back on Top Gear very shortly.
Complete with Light Show. At the risk of being monotonous, may I sort of say again that I think it's a shame that Scott McKenzie got hung up, as the saying goes, in this flower power movement. I don't think he should have been anywhere near the flower power movement at all. He's really nothing more than an absolutely beautiful and very nearly perfect ballad singer who should be in the sort of Tony Bennett type class. Ah, you can say that, John, but it sells and it sounds good. You know, China. Nonetheless, let's listen to Scott McKenzie as he does this beautiful ex-loving spoonful number called It's Not Time Now.
Yeah. bit there. And according to One in a Million, Frederick Hernando is one in a million. And according to the Alan Bauer, love, believe it or not, is a beautiful thing. Absolutely tremendous rendition of an old Young Rascals number that came out some months back. The Alan Bauer on their final number called Love is a Beautiful Thing brings our time on Radio 1 to exactly 4:30 news time.
Professor Christian Barnard, the heart transplant surgeon, has said there's a good chance of success in the operation being planned for a second patient, Mr. Philip Bleiberg, a 55-year-old retired dentist. He thought his chances were better because, unlike Mr. Bashkansky, he hadn't got diabetes. Professor Barnard was speaking in London on his way back to Cape Town from America. The New Year ceasefire is now in force in Vietnam. The American one began 6.5 hours ago, and the Viet Cong's 17 hours earlier. There was an incident soon after that started. 9 American troops were killed in an ambush near Saigon. The Pope told crowds in St. Peter's Square today that there was little prospect of peace in Vietnam in the near future. But the star of desire and hope for peace had not disappeared. In Glasgow, police in the Maryhill district are trying to trace the mother of two baby girls, one about 4 months, the other about 14 months, who were found abandoned last night in a blue pram. A message left with them said, "Look after them, please. Their mother has gone away."
Well, that's the news. Now back to Top Gear.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the final half hour of Top Gear with John Peel and myself, namely Tommy Vance, and that is no supernatural fairy tale.
And it's called Supernatural Fairy Tale, which sounds like the title of a Tyrannosaurus Rex song, but there you are, it's by Art. It's rather a nice LP, actually, the whole thing.
Aren't they one of the many groups that are sort of springing up these days, John, that don't have yet a single on the market, or have never had one on the market?
I don't believe they have. Yes, they have, too. They had What's That Sound, you know, the Buffalo Springfield thing.
Oh, good number. Okay, now let's hear a good number, and indeed the final number from our studio guest this afternoon, The Hurt, I Want You. prizes to those, awarded to those who might guess who recorded that song a long time ago. The Herd and the number called I Want You. And while I think about it, Happy New Year to the Bard of Baker Street, i.e. Jonathan King.
Oh, that's very nice of you. There seem to be many people trying to claim credit for introducing this next group to British ears, but we all know best, don't we? And their LP is unreleased here yet. In one London shop that stocks it, it sold over 100 copies last week alone, outselling the Stones and Hendrix, the Cream, the Beatles, everybody. So there you are, something for you to think about. It's the Mad Captain, Captain Beefheart and his magic band, and this is Dropout Boogie. Unpleasant, but if the record company persists in not releasing that LP, then we're going to go down and force them to listen to a 12-LP set of documentary records on French agriculture during the 18th century in stereo at gunpoint. Captain Beefheart and his magic band from an LP, Safe as Milk, that's the Dropout Boogie.
And very nice it is, too. On to the final number by the Moody Blues. This also is on their album, but now, of course, they do it in person. It's evening. Time to get away. Featuring mainly the lead voice of Mr. John Lodge, who is the bassist or bassist with the Moody Blues. That was their final number this afternoon called Evening Time to Get Away. And do you realize that there's only 7 hours, 14 minutes left in 67?
I see. Well, that's a nice thought, something for you to think about. One of my most treasured possessions is an LP called The Great San Bernardino Birthday Party and Other Excursions by solo guitarist John Fay. And I'd like to play you the whole thing. Unfortunately, you have to play just a little bit of it. And it's not so much a matter of sort of stunning technique as the light and airy quality of his playing. Listen to this, it's really beautiful. It must have been recorded for Elfish Dances, I think. It's called Sail Away Ladies. Sail Away Ladies from the Great San Bernardino Birthday Party and Other Excursions. Music for playing to your friends late at night, I think. Here is one of my friends, John Mayle, and his Blues Breakers from the LP Crusade, and Oh Pretty Woman. When I'm able to play records by my friends, and these are two of my dearest friends, gentle Scouse guitarist Andy Roberts and poet Adrian Henry, who will mumble an introduction to his own Talking After Christmas Blues.
This is a kind of Liverpool hillbilly song from the mountains of Egbeth. It's called Adrian Henry's Talking After Christmas Blues.
Thank you.
up this morning, it was Christmas Day, and a bird was singing a night away. Saw my stocky line on the chair, looked right to the bottom, but you weren't there. There was apples, oranges, chocolates, some aftershave. But no you. So I went downstairs and the dinner was fine. There was pudding and turkey and lots of wine. And I pulled those crackers with a Latin face, so I saw there was no one in your place. There was mince pies, brandy, nuts and raisins, mashed potato. But no you. And now it's New Year and it's all Lang Syne, and it's 12 o'clock and I'm feeling fine. Should old acquaintance be forgot? I don't know gal, but it hurts a lot. There was whiskey, vodka, dry martinis, stirred but not shaken. And 12 New Year resolutions, all of them about you. So it's all the best for the year ahead as I stagger upstairs into bed and I looked at the pillow by my side. I tell you, baby, I almost cried. There'll be autumn, summer, spring and winter. All of them without you.
Andy Roberts and Adrian Henry with the Talking After Christmas Blues, which we played for Carolyn from all of us, including Dandelion, Hamster Extraordinary to Peel Acres.
Thank you very much, John. Well, that's it, everybody. During the last 3 hours, you heard my hope thoroughly enjoy the Top Gear studio sound of the Alan Bob, the Herd, the Moody Blues, the Pink Floyd, Eric Burdon, and the Animals. The production was by Benny Andrews and Bev Phillips. John Peel has a final word.
Thank you for everyone for making 1967 a